are on Daf, Lamed Hey, Amed Aleph. Let us start from the Gemara. The top line. Amar Rabbi Yonason, Amar Rabbi, Ha'oichu Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma, Oso Lechel U'Mutar Liga. If a person ate a Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma, which he was not permitted to eat, but Al Koponim he ate it, so now he becomes a Shlishi, Oso Lechel, so he's not allowed to eat Truma, U'Mutar Liga, he's allowed to touch Truma because he gets a din shlishi. Now this is lochayre the same aloche we had by Ule. We had on lamedalad amid beis ama Ule ha'oichel shlishi shel chulin shenas al taris Truma posel gufoi milechel betruma. There it says a similar aloche that he's not permitted to eat Truma, but he's allowed to be Negeya B'Truma. Ula was speaking about Chulin Hanase Altares Truma, and Rabbi Yonason is speaking about Mamish Truma. He ate a Shlishi Shel Truma. Ula was speaking about a Shlishi Shel Chulin Hanase Altares Truma. So the Gemara says, Ve'itzterech de Ula, Ve'itzterech de Rabbi Yonason. We need both these members. If I would only have Ula's memre, hava mine, hani mili bechulin shenasel altaris trume. I would think that din that Ula said, if a person ate a shlishi, he's permitted to touch trume, that's dafke bechulin shenasel altaris trume. Avot trume, but what if he ate Truma Shlishi of Trumim is Benegiyah Nami Yosa, then I would think he's also Liga Betrumim. Is it the Recht Rabbi Yonason? So that's why I need Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason said, even if a person ate a Shlishi, the Raisa Shlishi of Trumim, he's permitted to touch Trumim. Let us just see the top toys to understand this. Avo Trume Benegiye Nami Osa. He's not allowed to touch Trume. That's what I would think. Avo Gav Dein Oise Revi. Why shouldn't he be able to touch Trume? Trume doesn't go to a Revi. So Afilu, he's a Shlishi from a Shlishi Diereise. But Truma doesn't go to Revi. Have a mine the also liga the gazrinin shalayovei lechel. I would think there's an iser negiya, not that he's talking metame benegiya, but since he's a shlishi from a shlishi diereise, I would think here there were geyser negiya oto shema yovei lechel. So Rabbi Yonason tells us there's no such din. There's no such din. They never made such a gzeire. He's also to eat trume, he has a din shlishi, but there's no isa lingoya betrume. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yonason. Ve'imid Rabbi Yonason hava mine hani mili trume. If would only say the member of Rabbi Yonason, I would think, so when does he get a din shlishi? That he's not permitted to eat trume, that's dafke if he ate a shlishi diereise, hani mili trume. He ate a shlishi, he ate trume. Avol chulen, but if he only ate chulen, hanas al taris trume. So this whole shlishi is only a shlishi derabonam. So I would think, bachila nami shori, I would think he's permitted to eat truma also. Because the whole shlishi that he ate is a shlishi darabonam. Tzrichi. So that's why I need the two members. The member of Ula to tell me that even he ate a shlishi darabonam, a shlishi of chulin anas al taras trume, he's not allowed to eat trume. And the member of Rabbi Yoinis and the affiliate Shlishi de Raisa is permitted to touch trume. Let us see Rashi. Also lechel betrume umutalige vayne nami kedoule. That's mamish the same aloha that Ula had said. The Ula Ayri, Bishlishi, Yeda Shlishi, the Chulin Shenasu Altares Trume. Rabbi Yonis and Ayri, Bishlishi, the Trumas, me Yeda Shlishi, the Araisa. Have a honey mili, the Mrina, the Nifso, Milecho, the Mashmalav, a Mutaliga, Heiri, the Shlishi, Shochel, have a Chulin. So it's only a shlishi the rabbonim. It's chulin shnas al taras truma. Avo truma loy. Vi mid rabbeinus in ya. Fine. Zot the gemara weiter. Yosef Rav Yitzrok bar Shmuel bar Marte kamei de Rav Nachman. Vi Yosef vekoma. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said, "Apsamoyr de kechidish. Ha'oichol shlishi shel chulin, shenaso altaris hakodesh. A person ate shlishi shel chulin, shenaso altaris hakodesh. Toher lechel b'kodesh. He's allowed to eat kodesh." That means, I don't say we had before that a person ate shlishi shel trume. He is not allowed to eat trume. But that was Ula's memory. Oichol shlishi shel chulin shenasa al taris trume. So he gets a din shlishi and he's also to eat trume. Here, Rabbi Yitzchok said such a memra, Ha'oichol shlishi shel chulin shenasu altaris akoidish, toher lechel bekoidish. He is allowed to eat koidish. She'ein lecha dovo she'oise revi bakoidish, elo koidish mekudish bilvat. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Azoi. Ela Kodesh Mikudish. Elim Kain Hoyo Shlishi Shel Kodesh Mikudish. What makes a Revi by Kodesh? A Shlishi of Kodesh that's a Kedushas Aguf. The high shlishi, such a shlishi that is a shlishi of a kodesh that has a kedushas aguf, of it, the high shlishi, the ovid revi'i ba kodesh, the whole bit, that a shlishi makes a revi'i ba kodesh, mailehi de rabona. The whole thing is a chumr de rabona. Before we go further, let us just try to understand the cheshbon that Rashi is going to make. Rashi is saying as follows, that Rabbi Yitzchak said, we know that Kodesh goes to a Revi. And the cheshbon would be, if a shlishi ba Kodesh makes a Revi, so then the din should be that if a person who eats a shlishi of Kodesh, let's talk about Kodesh Mamish, if a person who eats a shlishi of Kodesh should be also to eat Kodesh. Because all the time, Achille is more chomo than Mage. So if a shlishi of Kodesh makes a Revi, so a person who eats a shlishi of Kodesh should not be permitted to eat Kodesh. He gets a din shlishi not to eat Kodesh, even though he can't make a Revi, but he gets a din shlishi not to eat Kodesh. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, I have news for you. This whole halacha that a shlishi of Kodesh makes a Revi, that is Davke Kodesh Mekudesh, which means Kodesh that had a Kedusha Sagur. That means, let's say, we had a Mincha, and the Mincha was Niskadish Bekeli. The person was Magdish and Mincha, so there's a Kedusha's pair. Then they put this Mincha in a Klishores, so got a Kedusha's Sagur. That, now, if this Mincha becomes a Shlishi, it will make a Revi. And then, al-picheshmen, if a person will eat a shlishi, he will not be permitted to eat kodesh. And this whole din is only adarabon, this we'll see have a drash, and this whole din is only adarabon on the kedim. That the shlishi makes a revi, and that he won't be able to eat kodesh, the whole thing is adarabon on the kedim. And this whole, the Rabban and the Kedin was said, if the Shlishi is a Minche that has a Kedusha Saguf, then it makes a Revi. But if you have something less than that, you have a Shlishi that doesn't have a Kedusha Saguf. You have a Shlishi that was a Minche before you were Mekadosh in the Klishoris, which is Kodesh, his Kedusha's path. This shlishi will touch another kodesh. Afilu mitarabonon, it's nothing. The whole thing that a shlishi makes a revi by kodesh rashi is the whole thing is a darabonon the kedin, and only if the shlishi is kodesh that has kedusha saguf. But anything less than kodesh that has kedusha saguf is does not make a revi, and if it doesn't make a revi, so if you eat it, you're allowed to eat kodesh. So now, so Rabbi Yitzchok said, so we're talking about a filu kodesh that doesn't have a kedusha saguf cannot make a revi. So vada gevis, if a person has chulin, anase al taris hakodesh, which is, it's chulin, memesis, no? So anase al taris hakodesh, it zich won't make a revi, and if a person eats it, he's allowed to eat kodesh. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok said. Now let us see Rashi. Now maybe perhaps we'll understand Rashi a little better. Ela kodesh mekudesh. Ela im kein hoyo shlishi shel kodesh mekudesh. What shlishi makes a revi b'kodesh is dafke if the shlishi was a kodesh that had a kedusha sagur. The whole din, which is made the kechedushim, the high shlishi, the ovid revi b'kodesh, maile hi de rabono. B'chlau that a shlishi makes a revi is a maile de rabono. How do I know it's a de rabono? So Rashi says, the hagabi maile is the choyme b'kodesh ktonilu. The Mishnah speaks about choyme b'kodesh. The hei maile sachoynes, there's this, first it says Milus Hey Milus Hashoinis and Hey Milus Hashoinis. The Mrinin Hosam, the less Lohu Droga the Tume Midereise. That this is not a Tume Midereise. So the whole din, the whole aloche that Ashlishi makes a Revi Bakoidish is at the Rabbon on the Kedin. Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Beis. V'chitekinu Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon, when the Rabbonon made this takone, b'shlishi de kodesh mekudesh idetikum. The whole takone was only said if the shlishi was a kodesh that has kedusha saguf. V'av al gav de maizina lo b'kal v'choyma mimechusa kipulim. The Gemara says, Madoch amechusa kippurim. Mechusa kippurim means, a yodis, that, tovlo, and then there was Herev Shemesh, she's muta betrume, and she's also bekoidish till they bring a kol. So the Gemara makes a kal v'chaima. Madoch amechusa kippurim. Madach HaMachus Kippurim, that's Mutter Betrume, is Osir Bekoidesh. Shlishi, that's Posel Betrume, Shizicha make a Revi Bekoidesh. So the Gemara makes a Kal V'chaimer, that a Shlishi makes a Revi. That's a Gemara. And here Ashi is saying right now, the whole thing, Ashlisha makes a Rabbi, it's a Chumad Rabbonon, and Davka by Kodesh Mekodesh. So Rashi says, how can I say it's a Chumad Rabbonon? The Gemara makes a Kal V'chaimer from a Mechus HaKippurim. So Rashi, Lav Kal V'chaimer de Raisehi, Domi Shlishi de Trume Hu de Maisin, and the whole Kal V'chaimer works, Madach HaShlishi is possible by Trume, so what the Gemara should make a Rabbi because V'gufa Lav Ksive Behedye. Rashi says, there's no Shlishi by Trume either. Shlishi by Trume is also the Rabbon of the Kedid. So this whole Kal V'chaimer is not at the Reis of the Ked Kal V'chaimer. Was macht der Baal Mahu? Teida. So Rashi again says, the Gemara says a Kal V'chaimer, you have to learn this Kal V'chaimer with a grain of salt. It's not an MS Kal V'chaimer. Because there's no din shlishi batruma also min atoire. So my mailer, the whole thing is a chumad rabbona. The gabi mailer is tanya. The kavochem the kavos in the mesach esoyte beper. Keshein tamin the kavochem in marich labo mach mestul biyoyim. The oved rvi bekoidish vi gufa lav michtav ksi v'loi be kavochem. This Rashi brings a gemara that speaks about, I think you learn a shlishi batruma from a tvul yoyim. So that's also not an emes Kal V'chaimer. Kodesh Mikudesh, Kodesh Gomel. That which Shlishi Ba'Kodesh makes a Revi, and according to Rashi, this is only at the Rabbon and the Kedin, that's Kodesh Mikudesh, Kodesh Gomel. What does Kodesh Gomel mean? Shakodesh Gufoy. That it has a Kedusha Sagu. What has a Kedusha Sagu? Rashi says three cases. Koin Vesar Kolben, Yeshechted the Kolben, so the Bosser has a Kedusha Sagu. Vechalois Atoido Shenishchat Hazeva Chaloim, Yeshechted Atoido and this Chalois, before the Shechit it doesn't have a Kedusha Sagu, it only has a Kedusha Sper. After you shechted the toy, the chalice get a kedusha saguf. Umenochai shekitshu bikli. This is a kedusha saguf. If kodesh mekudesh, kodesh that has a kedusha saguf, will touch another kodesh, that kodesh will make it a revi. Avo, shlishi shel kodesh. If you have a shlishi of kodesh, Amekudish Bikdushas Peh, like, that if it's only Kodish Kedushas Peh, like, then this will not make a Revi. V'hochi meforsh bebraise de meseches taras beperikame. V'kivin de loy oved Revi. So a shlishi that is not Kodish Kedushas Agu. It's Kodesh Minatay, it's Kodesh Minatay, it's Kedushas Peh. But if it doesn't have a Kedushas Aguf, the Kivin the Loy Ovid Revi, so now, Rabbi Yitzchak made a Cheshbon. If it can't make a Revi, Loy Posel Gavre. So it can't pass at the Shomer Mele, there's no Posel Gavre. If this Kodesh is not capable, this Shlishi cannot make a Revi by Kodesh, it cannot passel the goof, the kosal kedaitoch, and the Gemara held, the kolshkein chulin shenasu altaras trume. So be mele, if, later with the Moses Taras Trumos and Moses Medame. That Zichar can't make, because the Chulin Shanaas al Taras Trumos, the Gemara later, Moses Neske Kasha, from Chulin Shanaas al Taras Trumos. So if Kodesh, Bekdushas, that's Kedushas Peh, cannot make a revi, a vada gives chulin shenasu al taras truma, also can make a revi. He says chulin shenasu al taras kodesh can make a revi. So al koponim, the gemara can ask a kasha for chulin shenasu al taras truma. So b'kitzur, let us just see again the loshon gemara, so we should understand what we're saying. Yosef, Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kameda, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. The Yosef Bekoma, Ho'oichel Shlishi Shel Chulin, Shenasu Altares HaKoydish, Shlishi Shel Chulin, Shenasu Altares HaKoydish, Toyer Lechel BaKoydish. So he's allowed to eat Koydish. She'ein lecha dobor she'oise revi ba'koidish, elo koidish mekudish bova. So just like something less than a kedushas haguf cannot make a revi ba'koidish, even a kedushas peh, and a vada gives chulin she'nas al-tavis koidish cannot make a revi ba'koidish, so if it can't make a revi ba'kodesh, it zicher can't make, or it also can't make, that he should have a din, he should be possible to eat kodesh. This is the memra of Rabbi Yitzchok. Now let us just see Tosfos, and perhaps we'll clarify a little bit. Ha'oichel shlishi shel chulin shenasu al tares ha'kodesh, toer lechel ba'kodesh. He's allowed to eat kodesh. K'moi she'einoi oise revi, so Rabbi Yitzchok compared this, just like this shlishi will not make a revi, so the same way, if a person eats the shlishi, he's permitted to eat kodesh. So he compared maga, he compared achila to maga. V'hod nokat oichel v'loy nokat maget. So why didn't he say maget? Sheina oise revi im noga bekoidish. Revuse noka. He wants to come to tell us a chiddish, that even he's allowed to eat it. To ha oichel choma mi maget. An oichel is choma mi maget. The oichel es hashlishi avishaini lekoidish. That's what Rabbi Yeshua had said. He wants to say a rebuse. He wants to say a rebuse. That's oichel shaini. That's oichel shlishi betrume. But oichel shlishi bekoidish is permitted to eat koidish. He wants to say a rebuse. He's comparing it to maga, just like a shlishi chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh will not make a revi. So I'm saying, hu adin, if he ate a shlishi, he'll be able to eat kodesh, even though achile is more chomer than maga. That is what he's saying. Ve'im taima, frek Tosfos, so according to Rabbi Yitzchok, le'inyin mai havi shlishi. So, what is this a shlishi? He says a person ate chulin shenasu ataras kodesh. It was a shlishi. Le'gavi, what din does it have a teira shlishi? Kiven da oichlei havi toir afilu lechel b'kodesh. A person eats it, he's allowed to eat kodesh. Ve'gam im noga b'kodesh, so what kind of shlishi is this? What kind of shlishi is this? Bishloima a shlishi. We had a shlishi shanasa al taris trume. So we said he's not allowed to eat truma. If a person eats it, he's not allowed. A person that was ulis member. A person ate a shlishi shanasa taris trume. He's not allowed to eat truma. So it's a shlishi legabi truma. But over here, it's not a shlishi. Lagabi lemain nafkamin is a shlishi lagabi kodesh. V'nira de nafkamina l'chihod esnan beperkama de taras. We learned hasheretz metame shloishe upoisel echad bekodesh השרץ יש מטעם עצבי, פויסל אחד בקוידש, באיזה קוידש אמרו, בקוידש מקודש, כמוי חלס תוידו, ריקיקי נוזר, שנשלט עליהם הזבח, במנוחי שקיצ'י בכלי. אבל חלס תוידו, ריקיקי נוזר, שלוי נשחת עליהם הזבח, ומנוחש שלוי קיצ'ו בכלי, אינם לוי כקוידש, ולוי כחולן, על ההרי הן כתרומה, והשרץ מטעמי בהם שניים, ופויסל אחד. Now, so let us understand what we just said. It says a Mishnah in Taris as follows. Hasheretz metame shloisha upoisel echot. Bekoidish, in what Koidish are we speaking about? Bekoidish mekoidish. So that means like this. Let's talk. Hasheretz touched chulin. So chulin is arishi. Chulin touched another one, so that's a shiny. We touched Koidish. So that's a shlishi, kodesh mekudesh. And this shlishi, upoisel echad bekodesh, will pasel a revi. This will make that's by kodesh mekudesh. Bameh dvorim amurim, bekodesh mekudesh. But, avul chalais toida rikike nozer shloi nishchat aleim hazevach, umenoche shloi kitche bekodesh, einom loike kodesh, veloike chulin, אלא הרי הן כתרומה. So what will be the din? והשרץ מטעמי בהם שניים ופויסל אחד. So that means if השרץ will touch חולן, it's a rishin. That the rishin touches another one is a sheni. And if the sheni will touch קודש, קדושס הפה, it's פויסל אחד. והשתו לעניין זה, יש בהן שלישי, the shuv ein shoichtem aleim hazevach. So it has a teire shlishi, that means that we will not give it a kedushas aguf, ein shoichtem aleim hazevach, vein mekachim hamenoches bekli, desu leichozi lekedushas aguf. So lemaise, it has a teire shlishi, that we should not give it a kedushas aguf. That is what that's this din shlishi there's a din shlishi that will not give it a kedusha sagur. Fine. Now let's just go to the next taisvis. Ein lecha dova ala kodesh mekudesh bilvav. So we had a mechudesh tikarashi that Rashi said the whole revi ba kodesh is a drabona de kedin. And then the Rabbanan said that what makes a Rabbi Bakoidish, Tavka, a Shlishi of Koidish, Bekudish, Koidish is Kedushas Aguf. Masha Perish Bekunteris, the Rabbi Bakoidish, Mala the Rabbanani, the holding Rabbi Bakoidish is a Mala with the Rabbanan, Midiktoni lo behei Miles Achoinis Bechaima Bekoidish, Doma hosam de leslu drore de tume de yereise. That means in the Mishnah, in Chayma Bakoidish, it says there's 5 miles achoynis, and these 5 miles achoynis are all the rabbonos. Ein nire. So Taisu says, I wish to disagree. To choshiv nami behei miles achoynis, these hei miles achoynis, which Rashi says everything is at the Rabbana, kli mitztarev mashe besoichai. There's a choyman in Kodesh, if you have a keli that's full of kernels, and the sheretz touched one kernel, so all the kernels become tamei. That means even though theoretically it shouldn't go further, because you have a lot of kernels, Zadina klimit starif masha besoichai lekoidish. So these are one of the hei miles achoynis. So kaisvis tziriv havi the eiraise. This din that a keli mitzarif masha besoichai kaf achas the gemara darsus kol masha bekaf arei ka achas. That's a deraise le rabbi chonam. The soif perikama de psoch. אפילו לרב חייה ברבי דפולה גלי הוסם, ואומר צירוף דרבונו, היסר תקדדין צירוף וזה דרבונו, ואי ומוקי לא כרבי קיבי, היסר דיס מישנס גוין תרבי קיבי, ורבי קיבי סביר לי, we had before, and אף למד גימל למד בייס, שלישי בחולן די הרייסה, he holds shlishi b'chulun as adaraisa, yitmo yitame, vim kein revii b'koidish, nami d'araisa. So a revii b'koidish also has to be adaraisa, according to Rabbi Kiva, the krika b'vosa shiga b'chol tomi l'yochel. So memele, Taisa says like this, this mishnah in Chagige, that what Rashi said, the hei mailas hachoynes al d'rabonam, so Taisa says, all of them azich anar ad-rabonam, because if you hold Tziruf is Adaraisa, Tziruf is one of the Heimailas Achoynes. If you hold Tziruf is Adarabona, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kivin, and Rabbi Bakoydish is Zich Adaraisa. For how the Kori, Rabbi Bakoydish, Beperik Choyme Bakoydish, Maile Balme, Lav Mishum Dahav Midarabonon, that's not because it's a drabon, and they be kaperosai, oichul bekotchim, the din is after, amachus kippurim, zalauti kotchim, korleinami hosa maila, afokav davi de reisik, the shin in bohul, bekom al nami hosa, the vahaposo, le rabbeis, eitzim alavone, havi maila, the gemara calls the din of chibas hakoidish, that eitzim alavone, makabal tume, the calls it a maila, le kama mechiech minei, the chibes akoidish, the machsheres, the reise. So the word maile is misleading. Maile does not mean it's a darabonam. And Tosis brings a raya from three places that it's called a maile. A mechusa kippurim is not allowed to eat koidish, it's called a maile. A chibes akoidish is machsher, is called a maile. And the mechusa kippurim and chibes akoidish. Bahad Oma Bepeirik Beishama Gabi Vabosa La Rabbi Seitzim Avoyne Lipsula Ba'alme. It's also Lapsula Ba'alme the Rabbonim. Alameima the Lav Lamalkis La Yocha Mabale Ela Liposel Meakro Vekoma the Mekabal Tumim in Atoyre Di Kebi Makrib La Oilam Psula De Raisi. Bahad Oma Bepeirik Choymer HaKoydish Bekoydish Hey, achreines leslu droge de tumme der reise. That it's not a tumme der reise, and Rashi built from this lotion. Rabbeinu chanan legoris der reise, period. Afilo gersinen der reise, achi perushet, chegavne bechulim, leke droge de tumme der reise. By chulim, there's no tumme whatsoever. Droge kumitumme, period. About Taisus holds that it is a der reise. Uma shemedagdik bekuntres bepsochim. Now Tosis brings a Rashi in Psochim. Rashi proves that a revi bakoidish is a drabonam. There's no such concept of revi bakoidish. So Rashi proved it. Loi mashkach revi bakoidish. Leman do omar tumes mashke letame acherim labdi yeraise. Vein oichel metama oichel. Now, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Psochim, there's a man the Yoma that holds, min ha-toyre, ein oichel metama oichel, number one. Number two, a mashke cannot be metama something else min ha-toyre. So Rashi says, if you hold these two aloches, how could you have a revii bakoidish? How could you have a revii bakoidish? Sheretz touch an oichel. The oichel is a rishen. Weiter, the oichel is not metama another oichel, an oichel metama oichel. So I can get a sheni, the oichel touched the mashke, so the mashke is a sheni. Now if you hold that a sheni, a mashke is not metama achere min ha-toyres, how could there be a revi ba-koydish? How could there be a revi ba-koydish? That's Rashi's kash. So Rashi says, I'm sorry. You can start with a sheretz kli. A sheretz is enough. He touched a kli is a rishon. The kli touched a machol is a sheni. The sheni touched a mashke is a shlishi. Now a mashke can't be metama anything. so me mail min a teure, at ein oichel mit hama oichel, so Rashi says, so I'll prove to you according to this man the yoma, according to this man the yoma, so it's impossible to have a revi b'kodesh. This is Rashi's proof. So let us see again what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, Umash medagdik pekuntres pepsochem leimashkech revi b'kodesh leman da oma tumes mashke letame acherem lav diereise vein oichel metame oichel da hayech yochel lovu de revi. So it's impossible to have a revi b'kodesh. Sheretz kli, kli is a rishon, kli oichel, so oichel is a sheni, oichel mashke, and the mashke is a shlishi. So Rashi says, arei ein kan elo shlishi, you only have a shlishi. So Rashi in Mesechtes Pesachim proves you can't have a revi b'kodesh. And Tosfos wants to say you could have a revi b'kodesh, that's the whole Tosfos. Ve'ein ze kushe, the meskachas leishape ayde eitzim ulevoina. That means that eitzim ulevoina is chibes hakodesh is machshe. So now we have a case. A kli is a rishin that touched the oichel's a sheni. The sheni touched eitzim ulevoina is a shlishi, and then eitzim ulevoina touched kotshim. Okay, so that's how you could have. So you have a keli as a rishin, an oichel as a sheni, then you have chibes hakodesh. Daksim Rabbi Chanan is moira that Rashi said before the whole lomdus of chibes hakodesh, it gives it a shame oichel. So, l'chayr, if it gives it a shame oichel, my male is of yodain oichel, metama oichel, so you lost your yachibes hakodesh also. Tosfos had something up his sleeve, so he can have, even an oichel, metama oichel, can have a revi with chibes hakodesh. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says, that according to Rashi, that the chibes hakodesh also gives it a din oichel. Anyway, so let's get back to the Gemara. We have here a memre of Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marte that holds that if a person, that a shlishi chulin shenasa al taris hakodesh that became a shlishi will not make a revi b'kodesh, and if a person eats it, he's mutter to eat kodesh. Zok the Gemara, Mosiv Rami Bachome. So Rami Bachome asked the Kasha and Rabbi Yitzchok. We learned a memra of Rabbi Yeshua. Shlishi, if a person ate a shlishi, this is a shlishi al taris trume, shlishi sheini lekoidish, if a person ate a shlishi, so he has a din sheini lekoidish, he'll make a shlishi b'kodesh. Vein sheni letrume, he's not a sheni letrume, b'chulen shenasa al taris trume. Al kopone, we see that if a person who eats chulen shenasa al taris trume, a shlishi of chulen shenasa al taris trume, he becomes a sheni, legabi koidish, and he passels, and he's metame koidish. Now, you just said that in order to be metame koidish, you need a koidish of kedushas aguf. That's the only koidish that can be metame koidish. Here, this person ate chulin shenasa al taris trume, which was a shlishi, and the Gemara El Chulin Shenasa Al Taris Trume is not better than Kodesh that has a Kedushas HaPeh, that's not Kedushas HaGuf. So of a Kedushas, of a Shlishi, of Kedushas Peh, a Shlishi of a Mincha that wasn't Nishkadish Bekeli, cannot make a Revi, So how can chulin shenasa al taris trume make this person who eats it, he makes him a sheni? He's metama kodesh. Amai holav kodesh mekudeshu. So this kasha homi bachome est Rav Yitzchak. Amalei. So Rav Yitzchak told him, hanach letrume. Trume shenase al chulin shenase al taris trume. It is a different chashbin in ganzen. She taharoso tumohi eitzel akoidish. That means that if chulin was nishma al taris trume, so we assume that the shmire only helps legabi trume. But legabi koidish, we're not goyres such a shmire. And legabi koidish, we're done, ki ilu, it wasn't nishmar at all. So this chulin, shenas al taras trume, which you're saying legabi trume, it's a shlishi, so legabi koidish, I can assume it's a rishain, it's a sheini, there was no shmire whatsoever legabi koidish. The shmire legabi trume does not help legabi koidish. So there was no shmire at all legabi koidish. So this is a rishain, a sheini. No, to make a shlishi ba koidish, that you don't need a koidish mekudish. To make a revi, you need koidish mekudish. But here, I assume it's a sheini. So if it's a sheini, so then a sheini can make a shlishi ba koidish. That's what he answered him. There's no kasha. The machshin held that a koshke. If a koidish kedushas peh cannot make a revi, so chulin shenas al taras trume zicher can't make. So he says no. Chulin shenas al taras trume is tmeyu eitzel koidish. Where do I see such a concept that a shmire legabi trume is not considered a shmire at all legabi kodesh? This nan, we learned a mishnah. Big day amaoretz medres lepushim. And I'm the beged of amaoretz. So if a porush means a person who eats chulin letare, so he is chayish that the wife of the Amoritz sat on this beged when she was a nidah. So here's a tumas medres on it. Big day prushim, a beged of prushim, they eat chulin betare, is medres loich le trume. A person who eats trume, the shmira of oich le tare is tume legabe, the tare of oich le tare is tume legabe oich le trume. So a person who eats trume has to consider that this beged has tumas medres. Big day oich le trume, and the beged of a person who eats trume is medres lekodesh. So memele, so Rabbi Yitzchak answered him, that there's a tremendous difference. Chulin shenase al taris trume, you know why he becomes a sheni lekodesh, because legabi kodesh, I consider there was no shmira whatsoever. So I consider that this was a sheni. So a sheni can make a shlishi. A sheni can give him a tam a kodesh. You don't need a kodesh mekudesh to make a shlishi by kodesh. You need kodesh mekudesh to make a revi by kodesh. But since I say that haroson shel trume is tumei tzol kodesh, so I assume it's a sheni. So Mamel, that's why it's Metamek Kodesh. He's a Sheini Le Kodesh, he's Metamek Kodesh, he's Metamek Kodesh. That is by Chulin Shenas Al Taras Trume. But I'm speaking about Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh. So here you can't say Tumu, there was Zichah Shmira for Kodesh. So here I'm saying Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh. So this Shlishi, if a person eats the Shlishi, he's permitted to eat Kodesh, And this shlishi does not make a Ravi Bakaidish, because the whole chayim of Ravi Bakaidish is only if the shlishi is a shlishi of kaidish that has a kedusha sagu. Let us see Rashi. V'holav kaidish mekudishu. Frag the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. V'holav kaidish mekudishu. Ukapasale legavre. This shlishi of trume. Chulin shenas al tavas trume is not kodesh mekodesh. The kaposele legavre vapilu sheini nami ovid lei. So the Gemara says, no. Over there, it's a shlishi legabi trume. Abo trume yetzel hakodesh. U shlishi didei misafkin lei bisheini legabi kodesh. This shlishi, we consider it a sheini legabi kodesh. A sheini can puzzle a person. A sheini can make a shlishi b'kodesh. I'm talking about a shlishi of chulin shenas b'taras hakodesh. That can't do anything. Where do we see such a concept? We see that big day am ha'oretz medres l'prushim. Harei hein eitz l'prushim ke medres hazor d'metam ha'yodom. Ani nami mitamlo mida rabbanan prushin oichli chulin betare. Yeah. So Rabbi Yitzchok avoided the kasha. He says a shlishi of chulin shenas al taras trume. That shlishi I'm a legabi kodesh. I assume it's a mechayish it's a sheni. So that's why the person of mitzvah becomes a sheni. That's because Tarosan shall trume tuma itzel kodesh. I'm speaking about a shlishi of chulin shenas al taras kodesh. So there it is a shlishi al taras kodesh. A shlishi al taras kodesh will not make a rabbi, will not passel an oichel to eat kodesh. That was Rabbi Yitzchok's taras. Omar Rove, so Rove had a taina to Rabbi Yitzchok. Medroses kamre, you're bringing a raya. You're saying a flat statement that oichlei trume, big day oichlei trume is medres legabe kodesh. He says this is not a flat statement. Medroses kamre, shani medroses shema teishem aleim ishtoi nide. Avol bepeiri loy amrina. What does Rashi say? Shema teishev, shema yoshva. That means like this. So Rav said, this chumre, that we were machmer, that medrosei shel oichlei trume, is tumahu legabi, is legabi oichlei kodesh. He says, this was said by Tumas Medres. That means these are oichlei trume. They're very careful that their wives should not sit on the begodim. Miu legabi kodesh lehavi shmire. That's right. Legabi kodesh, you need a better shmire. And memela, since we don't have this better shmire, v'chay shenen. And we're chayish or legabi kodesh, we're chayish, maybe ishtay nidde said on it. But why are we chayish? Hoyul v'tume mitzuyehi. Because this is a motzi diketume. Ishtay nidde is a motzi diketume. This is, and every oichle kodesh, his wife becomes a nidde. So it's a motzi diketume. So there they were machma. You have a motzi diketume in the house. So there they were machma, even though he made a shmire, the gabi trume, we say the shmire is not sufficient for kodesh. But we have a tume that's motzi. Avol bepeiri, the ein tum osan mitzuye. But here we're talking about, we had a shlishi of chulen shenasa al taris trume. So you're telling me, well, it's only Legabi Altaris Trume, but Legabi Kodesh, we're Chayish, maybe it's a Sheini. So he says, where do you see such a thing? You're Chayish by a Tume She'eino Metsuya. You're Chayish Legabi Kodesh, maybe it's a Sheini. The ain't a Moson Metsuya. Havi Shmirat Trume, Shmira Lekoidish, Lemaide Notre. He says, if this whole Chumre, that they said that if there wasn't a Shmira Lekoidish, we assume it's Tomei, that was only said by Tumas Medris, which is a Tume Mitzuya. But Tumas Peri, which is not a Tume Mitzuya, so we never said such a thing that a Shmira Legabe Tume is Tuma Legabe Koidish. And Rashi proves it. The Imkain, because if you will say that everything that did not have a Shmira, Legabe, everything that did not have a Shmira, Legabe, Kodesh, has a Dintuma Legabe Kodesh, the Imkain, Truma, Tahoira, Nami, Neima, the Metama Kodesh. This is Amir de Kekasha yesterday. Rabbi Yeshua said that if a person ate chulin shenas al taris tuma that was a shlishi, he becomes a sheini lekodesh. So you said, why did he become a sheini lekodesh? I can't show lekodesh. Oh, because it never was a shmira legabi kodesh, only a shmira legabi tuma. So you tell me, even though this is not a tuma mitzvah, no, legabi kodesh, we're not goyres the shmira. So it says like this. A person ate a shlishi of trume, a chulin shnas al taris trume, he's a sheini lekodesh. What if a person ate trume tahira? It doesn't say that he's not allowed to eat kodesh. It never said that. According to you, you're telling me by everything that there wasn't a shmira legabi kodesh, I have to assume that there was no shmira whatsoever, and they have to be chayish at the sheni l'tumah. So, according to you, if a person ate truma tahira, so he also should be considered a sheni l'kaydeh. It's not like that. The Rav Yitzchak b'peiri nami yom, Rav Yitzchak holds no, by peiri so also were chayish, zokta chazaynish, but they only were chayish if it was tumah already. That means it. That's right. If you have Truma Tahira, there was no Reis whatsoever, then they weren't Machma that we consider that there was no Shmira Lekodesh. But if it was already Chulun Shanas Al Taras Truma, that was a Shlishi. So we see it did become Tome. It wasn't such a ideal Shmira. Then, Lagabi Kodesh, we're Machma, that, Makodesh, we're Machma, and we assume that, that there was no shmira whatsoever l'gabi kodesh, and it is a din sheni l'kodesh. Frag the Gemara, umi omrinim v'peiri. So now we have here a member of Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, amor de kezach, that he said that by peiris, even though the toher, l'gabi, by peiris, we chayish that, and there's Machayish that it's Tomi Legabi Kodesh. Umi Omrinen Bepeiri. Now, this is a very interesting dip. Im Omar Hifrashti Lesoicha Revii Kodesh Nemon Lekemetamele Trumele Kodesh Di Amret Tarosa Tumi Eitza La Kodesh Titame Truma La Kodesh. Now, this, let us see, Rashi, what we're speaking about. Im Omar Hifrashti L'Soicha. So Rashi is going to give a whole akdom. B'choymer B'koydesh Nan. We learned the Masechtas Chagige. B'Yehude Nemonim Ameoret Altares Yain L'Sochim. Im Omru Tohoirin Mamru Tohoirin Mehemni. They believe Vemnu Rabbonon Kadesh Le Kalechot Hilech Uboine Bono La'atma. Now let us just say a little Agdom over here. Ayid comes, the wine from Golil, if you, in order to bring the wine from Golil to Yerushalayim, you had it go over a land that belonged to the Kusim, and the Rabbonim were metame this land, so it was impossible to bring wine from Golil, period. The only wine, because in order to come to Yerushalayim, it had to pass over this land. The only way you could bring wine from the Sochim was from Yehuda. Fine. Now, you have wine the Sochim from Yehuda. So a person, Sanama Oretz, will come and bring wine, he wants Magdish from the Sochim. So the Gizbon, the Beis Midrash, will give him a look, Rabidia, he won't say it's a bond, so you're Nama Oretz, we don't trust you that you were Shema Betarush, we not the Kodesh, we should be Magdish. So this Amma Oretz will hear this statement, fine, for the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not good enough. No problem, I'll make my own Beis HaMikdash. I'm not good enough for you, I hold I'm good enough, but for you not, I'll make my own Beis HaMikdash. So here we're going to be Machmer, and won't take Yayin and the Sochim from an Amma Oretz, we're going to lose more than we're being Machmer. So, they took it. Also, when it came to the Tara of Efer Poret, also, we also trusted in Amoret. Again, if you won't trust him, so Mamela, he'll make his own Poret. There are certain things that they couldn't be Machna. Fine. So now, let us see. Nan, be Yehuda, Nemonim, Amei Oret, Al Taras, Yaila, Nesochet. Im Oimrim, Tahoyrim, Mehemni. Why did the Rabbonim believe them? If you won't believe him, you will not take wine from him from the Sochim. He'll make his own Beis Hamikdash. If you won't trust him, Legabi the Shmire, he'll make his own Poraduma. Fine. But when it came to Trume, it seems we don't have this problem over here. Here we wanted to make sure there'll be one Beis HaMikdash, that this will be a catastrophe. Aval ala Truma ein amonim. If an Amma Oretz brings Truma to a Koyin, we will not trust him that it's Toyer. We're scared. Elo bishas hagitois bahabadim. That means when Bizman, they made the Yayin, at Bizman when they were making the Yayin, then everyone was metayer all the kelim, so then we can be assured that Ma'oret also made Torah the Kiyayim. That was Peshatah. Afterwards, then we don't know how nizah he was with the Tara of the Yayin of Truman. So if he brought the Yayin right away to the Kohen, the Kohen could accept it, that it's Truman Torah. If he brought it afterwards, he's not allowed to eat it al Kapono. Yeah. Because he should be afraid maybe it's tummy. Now, v'im oma aloi, ifrashti l'toich chovis ze revies l'nesochim, nemon al kulon umekablen koyin v'shoysa. Amore de kaloche. Amoretz is not such an Amoretz after all. Amoretz comes over, he has a whole chavis of yayin, of truma. He has a chavis of yayin of truma. So the kohen is going to tell him, sorry, in Amoretz we can't trust you. Fine. So the Amoretz said like this. He said, one revius in this chavis that truma, one revius, the revius that I'm going to be mafresh is going to become nesachim. Become nesachim. I mean, in this, 20 revius and in this chavis, the revius that I'm going to be mafresh, he made it totally in breire, the revius I'm going to be mafresh is going to become yael, I was magdashil in nesachim. Which one? The one I'm going to be mafresh. Now, so he comes to the kohen like this. You're going to take the yayin from the sachem? Yeah. The yayin of sachem we take from Amoret. No, you trust me. It's toil. But then we take the whole thing. If you trust him, Rechmin, and we trust him from the sachem, we can't, we we can't be epistles, we can't answer to Chachmas. He did something over here. So we trust him, the Gabi is nothing. So we'll take the Truma also. Correct the Gemara, but Rabbi Yitzchok said that the Tarosan shall oichle Truma is Tume Legabi Kodesh. He said, I feel Legabi Peiris. If you have Peiris that were not Nishma Legabi, that were not Nishma Bishmira Lekodesh, it has a din Tume. So Fakert, so the Truma was Metama the Kodesh. Fakert, not that the Kodesh is Machshir the Truma, Fakert, but the Kodesh is also Tume. Because you say Tarosan shall Truma, it's to make the Kodesh. So how loud to accept the Kodesh? Yeah. Vi amri taroso to me eit la Kodesh, te tame trume la Kodesh. Omalei, to me bechiburim kamret, to me bechiburim shani. De migu, de mehem ona Kodesh, mehem name atrume. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi said, he says, here you can't hear b'chiburim, sheshneyem b'kliyecho tome. So here, that means, here I have a birul stamazoi, I don't rely on the trume, the shmira of the trume legabe kodesh. But here, since everything is in one keli, and I rely on the shmira legabe, the kodesh aboy, so here, who I rely on the Truma also, since everything is in one Kaelic.